I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts, the show all about your health, your life, your home, and so much more with our rotating cast of experts. You can catch up on past episodes online at talk1370.com. Just click on Ask the Experts. You can also catch up with podcasts. Download the free radio.com app, find Talk 1370, click on Ask the Experts, and listen to past episodes anytime, anywhere. Today, we're going to tackle a little bit of estate planning, wills, and probate. Some important things you need to do as you think about the later stages of life. Joining us today, Brad Wewell with the Wewell Law Firm. Brad, welcome to Ask the Experts.
Hi, Casey. Great to be here. Looking forward to it, too.
Brad and his team are ready to help you with these planning issues. Give them a call at 512-480-8828 or on the web at texastrustlaw.com. That's texastrustlaw.com. And again, 512-480-8828. Brad, let's get right into it. Why is it important? Why should I have a will?
Casey, I just had that question this morning, and everybody needs a will because, frankly, everybody's going to die. The mortality rate, which is the percentage of people who die in Travis County, Hayes County, Williamson County, all across Texas, is 100%. Everybody's going to die. And that's a harsh, cold reality.
It's like our good friend Dave Ramsey says here on the station, no one is getting out of this alive.
That's exactly right. Dave is 100% correct on that, Casey. And so if you die, you really need to say where you want your property to go. And everybody has property. Some people say, well, I don't have an estate. I don't need that. But everybody does. You have a car, that's property. You have a home, that's property. You have a bank account, that's property. If you don't do it, it will be a disaster. And so, yeah, you get to say the laws, tell me where you want it to go, and it will go there for you. So if you forfeit that, you're really forfeiting one of the really basic rights that you've got to say again where things go when you die and where they don't go. So keep that in mind too, Casey. Sometimes people don't want it to go to a particular individual. You can say that in your will also.
What else do I need in addition to having a will?
Great question too, Casey. And the thing that people don't remember and probably may not even know is that a will will be affected when you die. There's a huge part of the pre-dying process that's called incapacity. And unless you dropped out of a heart attack or a car crash, you'd be incapacitated for a while. So you need a medical power of attorney so somebody can make a medical decision for you if you can't make them. A financial power of attorney so somebody can write a check on your accounts and take care of your bills, wherever they may be, doctor bills, et cetera. You need a living will to pull the plug when that becomes appropriate. And people fight over that all the time. So if you can say, this is when I want this to happen, you have just saved a lot of people a lot of heartache about making that awful decision. And you need a document called a HIPAA release. HIPAA is a health privacy law, H-I-P-A-A. If you don't have a health privacy law and you're in the hospital and can't give the hospital permission to talk to your loved ones, they can't talk to them because it's private. If you have a HIPAA release, you list everybody you want your doctors to talk to, and they'll be able to talk to everybody on that list no matter where you're at. So lots of stuff in addition to a will.
Lots of important steps there, as you're mentioning. What happens? Let's talk about the alternative. If someone doesn't take these steps, what happens if you don't have a will?
disaster. Oftentimes, you have forfeited your right to make a will. And so the Texas legislature actually has written a will for you. And it's called will of the law, and it makes you give everything you've got to relatives that you may or may not like, and you may or may not even know. For instance, if you die and you're single, then it goes up to your parents first. If they're gone, up to siblings, maybe up to nieces and nephews, and so on. If you die and you're married, then perhaps everything will go to your spouse. But if you have a child from a previous relationship and you die without a will, then your half of everything goes to the children, not to your spouse. And that's a real hard, hard deal for folks like that. So, yeah, if you don't have a will, you're going to incur probably twice as much in legal fees at least, and property's going to go where you wouldn't want it to go.
Are there some special issues that blended families run into?
Absolutely. And blended families, we have a lot of blended families in our practice. Probably 40-50% of our clients are blended families. And they have to be careful about, again, making sure they have a will. Because if they don't have a will, what I just said is especially hurtful. If I, let's say, I had a friend in college and we had a child and I subsequently married my wife, Cindy, and we had children. No, we didn't. But I married a Cindy. And I die without a will, then half of everything I own, my entire half of Cindy and I's estate, will go to that child or my children, not to Cindy. And now Cindy owns the home with her stepchild. And if that child is a minor, she gets to do with my ex-girlfriend or maybe my ex-wife and everything. Half of her clothes and half of mine are owned by that child. It's a total meltdown, a total disaster. So blended families, more than anybody, need to get a will.
Speaking of those blended families and perhaps minor children that might be in the situation as you're doing this planning, how do I go through the process of naming guardians for my minor children?
Well, the law lets you do that too, of course, and you can do it through your will. In your will, you say, look, of course, if I die, my minor children go to here, there, wherever, and this person who you trust to do a good job raising them, if it's the parent, great. If you're divorced, the law says your ex gets the kids, their kids, and you really can't do anything about that. Although you can put an option in there that says, look, if my ex is gone, they're going to go to my sister, my brother, my cousin. The other thing you can do, and most people don't know this, back to this notion of disability, or if I'm in the car wreck and I'm hurt, and maybe I've got a head injury, my will's only affected when I die. There's a special document in Texas that you can have an attorney prepare for you. It's called a declaration of guardian in the event of my incapacity. And you can name who gets your kids, not just when you die, but also if you're incapacitated. And that's just a great big deal too, because again, that happens frequently and you want to make sure your kids are going to go to the right person, and you can do that. But if you don't do that, you're setting yourself up, the kids up for a custody fight, perhaps, among the extended family, and that is also a meltdown and a disaster.
Our guest on Ask the Experts today is Brad Wewell with the Wewell Law Firm. We're talking about estate planning, probate law, and kind of making sure that your wishes, should you come to your demise, that your wishes and those of your family, your loved ones, are taken care of as well. Brad and his team are ready to help you through some of those issues for your particular situation. Give them a call at 512-480-8828 or visit them on the web, texastrustlaw.com. Brad, we were talking there about minor children. A possibility that could pop up in some situations is children with special needs. And talk about some of the ways that you can plan for making sure that their accommodations are taken care of as well.
Great question, Casey, too. And we do a lot of special needs planning. One of our lawyers is board certified in elder law and special needs. And she, Melissa Donovan, knows the rules inside and out. If you have a special needs child, you must do the planning. And frankly, your planning must include something called a special needs trust. Once your child turns 18, anything they inherit over $2,000 will get them disqualified from their benefits. They lose access to Medicaid. SSI, other things. If you leave them their money in a special needs trust, the money is all available for them. Somebody that you select as their trustee can tap into it and pay for all kinds of really wonderful things that that special person may need, but it won't disqualify them. So nothing's more important when you have a special needs loved one than to have a well-done will, perhaps a living trust, and include in that a special needs trust so the money is available, but it doesn't disqualify your loved one.
Brad, in this day and age, the internet has made everything easier, or at least that's what we're led to believe. Are there problems with these online wills? Are they truly as good as they claim to be, or is there not really truth to that?
I'm not going to say they're lying to us, Casey, but there's a lot of things they leave out. And Ann Lumley is our probate attorney at the WeWell Law Firm, and Ann would say that she has never seen one that looked right. That people go the cheap route because it's cheap. And they think, well, this is probably out of work. They told me on TV that it's going to work. I read about it on the internet, it should work. But it oftentimes, usually it doesn't work. And the problem with it when it doesn't work is the person's dead and you can't change it. And so nobody knows they've got a problem till somebody has passed away. And it could be, we've seen disasters from people who tried to do their own will online. So, you know, it does cost a little more to go to a lawyer, but a lawyer is going to be able to answer all the questions, give you good advice, make sure this thing works right. And if there's a problem, you can go back to that lawyer. LegalZoom, quite frankly, will tell you, we're not a law firm. Don't come back to us. If you mess this thing up, you're on your own. And that's a lonely, awful place to be for the family that's weeping, that's crying. They just lost you, and you got a crap thing that they have to deal with. So take your time. Find a good estate planning lawyer, preferably one who's board certified in estate planning. I am, and there are other good lawyers here that are. But it's important to find somebody who really knows what they're doing and can take care of this vital issue.
Time for a break here on Ask the Experts. When we come back, we'll tackle probate issues and more, all things estate planning with Brad WeWell from the WeWell Law Firm. You're listening to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. We're back after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts on Talk 1370, the show all about your health, your life, your home, and so much more with our rotating cast of experts. Find past episodes online at talk1370.com. Click on Ask the Experts. Our guest today is Brad WeWell with the WeWell Law Firm. We're talking all things estate planning and probate law. Brad's a board-certified estate planning attorney. He and his team are ready to help you with your estate planning issues. 512-480-8828. Again, that's 512-480-8828 or on the web at texastrustlaw.com. TexasTrustLaw.com. That's TexasTrustLaw.com. And Brad, as we mentioned earlier in the show, if you don't take these steps and make a will and have these other planning documents in place before your demise, you'll end up in probate. Explain a little bit more for our audience. What is probate? How that process works?
You know, I tell people, Casey, that the best way to describe probate is that it's a mystery, right? Everybody's heard about it. Everybody's sure you should avoid it. 90% of people couldn't tell you what it is or really why you should avoid it. The concept is very simple. Somebody's passed away and their name is on an asset. And somebody has to go to court and ask the court to take the dead person's name off the bank account, off the investment account, off the home, and change the ownership of that asset into their heirs, because the deceased can no longer manage the property. They're gone and it has to be managed by somebody's wife. So it's literally the process of taking the dead person's name off and having everything retitled in the name of their heir. Now, along the way, you got to pay the bills, you got to pay the taxes, things like that. But ultimately, it's a transfer of ownership to the remaining loved ones. And that's the simple way I could explain it. I think that's a good explanation.
How are some of the best ways that someone could avoid going through that probate process?
Well, everybody should want to probably avoid it. My explanation of what probate is very simple, but it's not simple in actuality. It's simple in concept, but it's not simple in actuality. And if you go through probate, it will be expensive. It will be problematic. And again, if you've got a well-done will, it will certainly be easier. But you can do things like a revocable living trust. So a lot of people that we work with will opt for a revocable living trust. I'll explain that maybe a little bit later here in our interview, but that's a way to avoid probate. Another thing you can do is you can do with real estate, you can now do something called a transfer on death deed. It's like a beneficiary designation on your deed for your home. And you can say, when I die, my house goes to X, Y, and Z. And if you do this in this special kind of deed, a transfer on death deed, when you die, they'll get that directly and it won't go through probate. So there's some things like that that are out there that can avoid probate. But again, if you die without a will, you're going to probate. If you die with a will, you're probably going to go through probate. But at least if you die with a will, you tell the judge where you want it to go, and that's where it goes, as opposed to, again, die without a will and creating this huge mess.
You get a little more control or say over the process, as it
exactly.
were.
Exactly. The law gives you that right, but you forfeit that right if you just wait too long. In fact, in our book, on our website, TexasTrustLaw.com, there's a button on the homepage to make it says, download our books, and the first book that pops up is the Texas Estate Planning Handbook, on things you need to know about estate planning in Texas. If you go to page 61, we have written the last will and testament according to the Texas legislature, and it's written by I Waited Too Long. And you can read that online, download for free, but it's a very instructive and, quite frankly, problematic deal.
Brad, are death taxes something I should worry about?
Quite frankly, Casey, probably not. I know that the station pays you a fantastic salary, so maybe, but most people know. The estate exemption right now for estate taxes is $11,700,000. And quite frankly, most people don't have anywhere near that much money. If they're married, they get two of those exemptions, $23,400,000. Yeah, it's very unlikely you would have a problem. Some people do, and if you do, there's a way to eliminate estate taxes. But no, for the average person, if President Biden gets his way, the thought is he may reduce the exemption to $3.5 million, $7 million per couple. Again, that's a lot of money. Most people don't have that much. But if they do have that much, again, there are ways to eliminate the death tax.
How much am I able to give away to people tax-free?
So this year you can give $15,000 a year to anybody you want to, tax-free. And when you give it away, it's not taxed. When they get it, it's not taxed. So it's a nice thing. And Casey, it'd be very nice if you would give me $15,000 this year.
I was going to say likewise.
But no, it's 15. It's 15. That's adjusted for inflation. So in the future, it could be more. A couple years ago, it was $14,000. So $15,000, give it to anybody you want to. Be careful, though, again, about giving it to somebody with special needs. And you got to be careful if grandma's about to go in the nursing home. She can't give away any money. Has to be done very, very carefully. And that's what Melissa Donovan at the We Well Law Firm does. She helps people plan for those eventualities. And I'll get to that here in just a minute, a little more time.
Is there anything wrong with sharing an account?
Yes, there is. All this stuff, you know, it's interesting, Casey, because people share accounts all the time. So mom put her daughter on the account so that if something happens to mom, her daughter can write a check for mom because she's on the account. And all that works well until mom passes away. And if mom has the account set up at the bank in something called joint tenants with right of survivorship, when mom dies, the daughter gets all the money in that account. Well, let's imagine that mom did a will and says, I give half of my estate to my daughter, but half of it to my son. That money in that account goes all to the daughter, and she doesn't have to share with her brother. It's all her money. And so people don't know that, and it can be a rude awakening when the brother says, hey, sis, when are you going to split the account? And she says, I'm not splitting the account. It's all my money, and she'll be 100% correct. So the way to do that is you get a power of attorney, or you do a living trust, or there's a special kind of account called a convenience account where the daughter can sign, but when mom dies, it's not all the daughter's money. It still gets split the way mom intended it to do. So there are workarounds on that for sure.
And let's keep going down these different legal avenues. How do I keep my assets from being lost if I'm sued?
You can't turn on TV or the radio without hearing ads from plaintiff's lawyers. And plaintiff's lawyers have a noble job to right the wrong and get money for the person who was injured, perhaps by you or me, Casey. And that's how it is. And that's why we carry insurance. And everybody needs to carry a lot of liability insurance. We recommend everybody get an umbrella insurance policy. Umbrella insurance is kind of a super duper car insurance and house insurance. If you get sued, it's sold in units of $1 million. You got $1 million behind you to pay out the problem. And it's very inexpensive. Umbrella insurance will probably cost $150 a year for $1 million worth of coverage. Smart move. Other people will put money in annuities. They're protected. Life insurance is protected. Your home is protected and your retirement accounts are protected, but other things aren't. So umbrella insurance will do things called LLCs for clients who maybe have rental property or investment account they want to protect. A limited liability company is a way to protect those too.
How can I avoid spending everything on nursing care? I know this is an important issue for estate planning as you get into those later stages of life. This is a big fear that a lot of people have. What are some of the best ways that people can avoid doing that?
Well, I talked to a client about that yesterday, and her parents had a nice estate, but they had Alzheimer's, and they lived a long time and went through everything. And she didn't get an inheritance, and in fact, mom and dad ended up on Medicaid. So the planning for avoiding the notion of spending everything you've got on a nursing home is called elder law. And one of our lawyers is, again, board certified in elder law. And it's sitting down with the family and carefully looking at how much money mom or dad or mom and dad have left. And carefully, and I think I said that word a second ago, and I'll say it again, carefully, smartly, be able to minimize how much God maximize the care they can get, and also, again, make sure that everything that they own does not go to the nursing home. Long-term care insurance is a smart move, too. I've got it. My wife has got it. And if we were in that situation, we've got insurance to pay the bills, which is another thing that people sometimes wait too long to get or overlook. So long-term care insurance is another smart way to plan.
We're visiting with our guest today, Brad Wewell from the Wewell Law Firm. We're talking about estate planning, probate law, and some end-of-life issues. You might want to take some time, make sure you have planned out to make sure your wishes are accommodated for, and also that your loved ones are taken care of as well, whether that's a special needs child, a spouse, your minor children. Make sure all those loose ends are tied up before you leave this world, planned or unplanned. It can happen at any time in just the blink of an eye, and you want to make sure that your wishes are taken care of to the best of your ability. Brad and his team can help you do that. They've got a lot of great resources for you on their website. That's TexasTrustLaw.com. You can also give them a call, 512-480-8828. Again, that's 512-480-8828 or on the web at TexasTrustLaw.com. Brad, we've just got a couple of minutes left. We've mentioned trusts throughout the conversation today. Real quick for our audience, spell out, what is a living trust?
So living trust, we call it a revocable living trust, is a way around the problems that, frankly, wills create. A will's only effective when you die, so if you're incapacitated, again, hopefully you've gone to a lawyer and gotten the financial power of attorney, but sometimes financial institutions are reluctant to accept the power of attorney because it's the most fraudulent document they deal with. They're never sure this is the right power of attorney. Maybe this has been revoked and they didn't even know that. So living trust is much better at helping your loved ones pay your bills and manage your money if you're alive and incapacitated. It's also a way to avoid probate. And avoiding probate in Central Texas is a big deal, particularly Travis County, Hays County, where if you die with a will and you go through probate, your will ends up on the internet. So the deceased will in Travis and Hays County, all those wills are on the internet. You got a friend who died in Travis County, Hays County, go on this afternoon and look at their will and go, holy cow, I didn't know this about him, which creates a potential creditor issue. So if you do a living trust and you avoid probate, you can keep your entire estate private.
Brad, we're just about out of time. Real quick for our audience, you mentioned some great free downloadable materials at your website, texastrustlaw.com. Run those over one more time for our audience.
Sure. You can go to our website. We have 200 two-minute videos on our website to peruse and learn some things about the law, estate planning law, 200 two-minute videos. We have great Google reviews you can read. We also have downloadable books. Click the button that says download our books. We have the Texas Estate Planning Handbook. We have Surviving Texas Probate. We have the Texas Asset Protection Handbook. And we have Estate Planning for Women. Women are usually left. The guy goes first many times. And it's just a way to look at estate planning from a woman's perspective. So all four books are there. They're free. Download them. Put some paper in your copier and if you get to download them, but your printer. But yeah, you can do that, and they're all free, and they're all written for people who aren't lawyers, so not a lot of fancy jargon, but we do have a glossary in the back of each book to define some terms that you may not be familiar with.
A lot of intriguing information, a lot of important information you need to keep in mind to make sure, as we've been talking about, your loved ones are taken care of. Make sure your wishes are taken care of. Brad and his team are ready to help you with that. 512-480-8828 or on the web at texastrustlaw.com. Brad Wewell with the Wewell Law Firm, our guest today on Ask the Experts. Brad, thanks so much for joining us today.
Casey, it's been a pleasure, and I always love 1370 AM. We're always happy to help.
Absolutely. Brad, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time right here on Ask the Experts.